This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, the first ever Arab woman director to be nominated for the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar has told UN News that she had a duty to record the reality of the refugee crisis playing out on the streets of her native Lebanon. Nadine Labaki is the director of Capernaum, a harrowing drama seen through the eyes of a 12-year-old boy who decides to sue his own parents after years of abuse and neglect. A child sees things so much more clearly, says Ms. Labaki, who spent 3 years researching her film, which also won the jury prize at the Cannes Film Festival last year. With around 1 million Syrian refugees sheltering in Lebanon, she said she felt compelled to do something about it through her searing new film. It would be a crime not to do so, she told Hafiz Keir.
Very happy and I'm very excited about everything that's happening. This is a huge reward for everyone who's worked on the film, for every actor who is not really an actor who worked on the film. The actors came with their own experience, with their own life, with their own struggle, and it's a huge victory for each and every one of us, really, who worked so hard to make this film happen.
Well, your film has been described as giving a very panoramic view of so many problems that we see all around the world today. A story of a Lebanese boy living in poverty. He's suing his parents in court for bringing him to life. Another story of an Ethiopian migrant worker, a single mother working with no legal papers in Beirut. And about Syrian refugees trying to survive in Lebanon today. Very compelling story. What made you make this film?
I think it felt more like a duty to make this film. I felt it wasn't even a choice. I'm actually surprised when people ask me this question because I think, you know, if I can do something about it and I can use my voice to do something about it, I think it would be a crime not to do so. So I decided to use my tool, which is filmmaking, to tell that story, to put this story out there and to talk about this struggle because it's my responsibility too to do something about it. And it's mainly, you know, being exposed to this problem on a daily basis in Lebanon because Lebanon is such a, you know, it's such a small country and it's also dealing with its own economical problems for a very long time and with the Syrian refugee crisis, the problem is you know, is growing and you see it growing by the day. You see it growing by the sight of those children working on the streets, working to feed their families, selling gum, carrying heavy loads, working in doing very difficult jobs. And I think, you know, you can't help but want to talk about this problem. And I chose to talk about it from a child's perspective because I think a child sees things so much more clearly than any adult because he's not informed or altered by society's codes or hypocrisy or politics. So I was very much inspired, you know, by the picture of that small child, refugee child that was found dead a few years ago on the shores of Turkey. And I remember thinking very well when I saw this picture, you know, if this child could talk, what would he say? What would he tell the world? How would he address the adults that put him in this situation? But then it started leading, wanting to talk about the children. You can't help but talk about the parents, but talk about the justice system, but talk about the migrant worker situations, but talk about Syrian refugees, because it's all intricate. It's all part of one vicious circle, and one thing leads you to another. You can't help but go talk about child marriage in this situation, but about undocumented people in this situation. So it's all very, very part of one big vicious circle.
You spoke about the actors and how they were not actually professional actors and how they actually do face similar problems like their characters. Some of them were migrant workers themselves, a Syrian refugee. I think the child who was the main character was actually a Syrian refugee who arrived to Beirut, actually.
Yes, absolutely. All of them are living almost very, very, very similar situations. And yes, Zane is a Syrian refugee who's been living in Lebanon in very difficult circumstances for the past 8 years. Zane is a child who never went to school. The only difference from the film is that he has loving parents, but still Zane didn't go to school. So this is the street is everything he knows. So, or what he's talking about in the film, or situations that he's been facing a lot. Luckily now, the situation is different. Now Zane is in Norway. He's been resettled in Norway thanks to the United Nations, actually. Thanks to the help of the UNHCR, he was resettled in Norway. And he has a completely different path now. He has a completely different destiny. And yes, all of the other actors also are living similar situations.